You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston's only FM sports station.
One home for all professional sporting activities.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel, as usual, here for you for the next 3 hours. Fellas, what's going on?
What up? What's going on?
All good in the neighborhood. Didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night, but...
No, yep, all night sexing it.
Oh, you know, with the pregnant wife. Yeah, because she has no complaints, issues, or mood swings. So, yeah. No?
Oh, good.
Yeah. Not. She didn't even go to work today. She was sick and she didn't sleep all night.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, and so the pregnancy was kicking her butt, so she called in.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good at all. So it begins, right?
So it begins, but I will start with good news.
Oh, right.
Because of the fact that my wife is good about saying things that scare the hell out of me or bother me, but never good about good things. Recently, she kept a diary for Taylor when she was pregnant with Taylor.
Okay.
So, first of all, she couldn't find it. Then she found it the other day, and I'm like, so what's the deal? She goes, I want to compare notes to make sure I know when things happen. And all of a sudden, she scares me to death and goes, babe, I haven't felt the baby kick once. And I'm like,
yeah, that's not good.
You know, after all we've been through, that's the last thing I want to hear. So... then she's like, you know what? In my diary, I never wrote down when Taylor kicked. I'm like, oh, great, even better. So she stays home from work today, and I'm trying to like be quiet but get the work done and do all that stuff. And all of a sudden she goes, babe, babe. And I go, come running in there. I'm like, you need something? You good? She goes, the baby's kicking right now. The baby.
Oh, nice.
And I went, She's like, aren't you supposed to be celebrating? I go, no, I'm just relieved.
Right.
I'll take it and let's just move on. But I'm glad the baby is kicking. So that's a good sign.
That's a great sign, man. Yeah. Congrats on that.
Thank you. Yeah. So that was good for us today.
Very good.
Yeah. Other than that, nothing going on.
No?
Nah.
I mean, we know sports wise. Well, what, nothing else in the life?
No, not really.
No?
Mm-mm.
Well, we're down to feeding our cat with a syringe now, so that's fun.
Oh no!
Yeah, we're at that point. So I'm like, all right, buddy,
that's not
do your thing. Point. Yeah, trying to get you know an old ass cat to eat, not fun. And then you got, I tell you what, if you ever doubted the strength of a cat's jaws,
yeah,
good luck trying to get a cat to open its mouth if it doesn't want to. That is not a fun task.
Trap. Like a steel trap?
Yeah, like just because, you know, it's a little syringe and we have this gel stuff and you got to squirt it in there. And boy, that you
and
might as well be.
That's it for food or?
Well, unless he eats. Man. But he ain't eating right now, so it's just all gel.
You call the vet?
I mean, I know what they're going to tell me.
Else you can do?
I know what they're going to tell me. He's got kidney disease and that's what's messing him up. So, yeah, there's no point in that. But hey, you know what? Could be worse, right?
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, well, let's. It's I told my wife this is preparing me to have old parents.
That's the other thing. Having been through that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't no matter how much you think you're prepared, you're never prepared for that one.
Yeah, but if my dad starts pooping on the floor, then I'm going to be pissed. Look, I know you're old, Dad, but you can't be pooping on the floor like Sebastian did.
You think you can get the syringe in his mouth?
I mean, we'll try.
Yeah.
We'll try.
Well, there's the experiences to set you up, right?
As long as they're not like, well, you can always do it via enema. Nope. He's going to starve. Nope. That's not going to happen.
Barry, I'm ready.
Daddy's hungry. Nope. Dad, why are you bending over? I'm ready to eat. Nope. I'm going to get you a nurse.
With the boxers grabbing the ankles.
I'm going to get you a nurse because that is not happening. Nope.
Barry, I want the first appetizer now.
Not going to do it. I think about that too, though, without kids. I'm like, man, when I get old and my wife gets old, like, we're not going to have anyone to take care of us.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. That was the good thing with my parents, that at least we were around to... And my dad went suddenly. My mom went to a home.
Yeah.
And that's when, yeah, you really are thankful from her perspective. Between my buddies, who she basically raised as well, and then my sister and myself, we were able to be, and my niece, we were able to be there for her every day so that she had somebody there. Because, man, that's a lonely existence.
Yeah, I'm like, we got nieces and nephews. They don't care about their aunts and uncles.
Good thing my mom raised my niece, too, so it was like my little sister. So she,
yeah, there you go,
being there in the same city, was able to do the most for her.
I'm screwed. I feel like at like 65, I should just off myself, and that way I don't have to worry about it.
I don't know why you wait that long.
Oh, wow. That's a first. You just wish death on me.
Just kidding.
Just wish suicide on me.
So, Nick, since we've got all this happiness and joy in the room today, what's up with you?
I have nothing positive that. I'm just happy I woke up and made it in time for the show. So, yeah.
Did you hit any of that traffic?
I did not.
59's a joke right now.
Boy. Mr. Always Give Me Hell for Being Late.
I got stuck behind an accident today.
And we were supposed to shoot videos at 11:45.
Oh, y'all didn't do that.
Yeah, I felt bad for about 2 seconds and went, well, he's done this to me enough. Oh, it's fine.
Enough?
Yeah.
We've not even shot that many videos together for it to be enough.
Oh, I'm not just limiting it to video, but I'm just saying.
You're just saying on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been here on time. Every time I've texted y'all, hey, I'm cutting it close. I'm still here when Nick goes hot, I've been in the seat.
Out of breath.
Doesn't matter. I'm ready to go.
It does matter.
I'm ready to go.
It kind of does matter a little bit.
What? Well,
unless we were doing porn radio and you come on and you're like, hey guys, oh,
no, I'm here. I disagree. I'm in the seat. I didn't make you wait 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. Ooh. You weren't even waiting. You were running an errand, getting food.
Burn, sick burn, get some aloe. No, I went and got a sandwich. Yeah, that's how long that's. But what is it? Is it that change you were talking about with the spur and all that?
It's part of it. But then I think people, when they see that it's being condensed down to three lanes or whatever, they try to get over real quickly. And then you end up seeing cars playing fender bender. And
man, it can't be worse than the Galleria. That was awful. It's been
awful. It's going to be a disaster trying to go to the game after.
Uh-huh. No question about it. Yeah, because you're right in the middle of it. Because if everything from Chimney Rock to the Spur is going down to like two or three lanes.
I'm going to tell you how to get to the game.
West Timer all the way down. Richmond.
Memorial.
Memorial.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can go that route.
Get on 610, go to Memorial, take Memorial all the way to downtown.
Yep.
I give you even better. Don't even.
That's
get
how
on
I go all the time without
traffic. Use the feeder road.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because if you get feeder on 610, it'll be jammed up. Just the feeder road to the Memorial. Take a right, shoot it right down.
Yep.
I think that's what I'm gonna do.
Yep. That's the play.
That's the way we do things around here. Yep.
That is
so,
the play.
Lots on the agenda today. Lots to get to. First and foremost, that game last night.
Yep.
Did you watch it?
I did watch it. Most of it. I didn't. I watched. You know, I was in and out a little bit just because I got stuff going on, but I watched enough to know.
Yeah. And how do you miss it? Because it's all over everything, right?
Yeah.
So there's so many different angles we'll get to on that, because that was just absolutely nuts. And the series continues. I'm not sure that anybody wants it to continue the way it went down, but you and I just did a video, so we've got some thoughts fresh in our head about that as well. So we'll get those out there as well as the show progresses today. But lots to talk about. Jadeveon Clowney not participating, which was expected in mandatory minicamp right now for the Texans, but that's because of the contract situation. So we'll see what's going on there. Obviously, the general manager talks are progressing.
I want to get to this Big Poppy thing.
Yeah, there's lots on Big Poppy.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have a bone to pick, but it's not like what you would think.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm glad he's getting treatment and he's had a second surgery and all that.
Yep.
But, we got time.
Go ahead.
Here's the problem that I have with it. Is he got a police escort?
When he landed, right?
Why did he need a police? Was he in danger? Was there a reason that he needed a police escort? And, I mean, we're not talking about a head of state here. We're not talking about the president. We're not talking about the mayor or a soldier. This is a guy that played baseball. That they're spending city resources on and money and taxpayer money and all those things. And I just don't understand why what was warranted. I get that he's beloved. I get it. And I would say this about anybody in any city, that it just seems a little over the top to when you saw how many police cars and ambulances and all that stuff that he got to the airport. It's just that part didn't make sense to me.
I do know that he was in still serious condition. And they will. That's why he had the second surgery when he got to the hospital, because they were concerned that whatever was done in the Dominican Republic, they were a little bit concerned about having made sure, for lack of a better term, they tied up all loose ends and everything was good. So that was part of the reason why they opened him back up. But I don't know if that had anything. I understand what you're saying. I don't know.
I mean, the point is like if you know, Joe Blow out there in the street gets shot in the back, guess what? He's not getting a police escort to the hospital. I just didn't understand it. Just maybe I'm cold and heartless and all that. But I just my immediate thought was, why? I mean, put him in an ambulance, turn the sirens on, and go.
The one thing that Joe Blow would get is an ambulance with the sirens on, which normally does the trick.
Sure, but I felt like, and I know that, you know, he's beloved. I get it. I understand. I just felt like that's a little over the top. And maybe I'm, you know, yelling at a cloud and get off my lawn guy again today.
A lot of those thoughts are running through a lot of people's heads, because the first thing I thought about when the Red Sox immediately sent a plane and made sure he had everything and he came back, I'm thinking, so where do they draw the line? If Dennis Eckersley goes down somewhere, are they flying him back? I understand the love of Poppy, but, you know, would they do that if random Red Sox role player got hurt? Would they, you know, or had a severe injury the same way they did Poppy?
Because Lightyear said it. I'm sounding like a huge hater right now. No, it's not about hating. It's about looking at things objectively. I'm not suggesting that I don't want him to get great medical treatment, and I'm glad he's here, and I'm glad he's alive, and he's stable, and he's going to live. And I'm just saying, like, that just seemed that no Joe Blow taxpayer that lives in Boston is getting that same treatment. Why should Big Poppy get that extra treatment?
Now, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you good with, for college games and pro games in this city, in which the visiting team is staying at a hotel in the Galleria, playing at NRG or at TDECU, are you good with the fact that they get a police escort? So it's, you know, college is probably 1 to 2 buses, and there's cops all the way around them, and they take them on the speed track on 610 or wherever.
Yeah, not really. Not really, because it's a waste of city and taxpayer resources and money. Like, this is a baseball game. I get it if you have a head of state, if you have, you know,
a president
or a visiting dignitary from another country. I get that, because there's crazy people that want to kill politicians,
right,
and leaders. So I do understand that from a security perspective, but I don't think anybody's out there trying to murder a college baseball team. You're using extra resources, and it just doesn't make sense. I mean, it seems a little frivolous and a little, I don't know, just like a waste of money. Like, the ambulance has a siren for a reason.
Sure.
That should have been plenty. I mean, it's plenty for the rest of us normal citizens.
In hearing what you were saying, that's the first thing I thought about when you said, does just your average Joe fan off the street that gets shot, does he get the same treatment? And as long as you got an ambulance with a siren, I think everybody's trained enough to know to get the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
So it's a valid point.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's not like I lost sleep over it. I'm just suggesting that, you know, the rest of us normal folks get an ambulance ride, whether, you know, we're shot. I've had friends that have been shot, and, you know, like, for example, my buddy Chris that just passed away, he got a police escort once they found him, but that was the first responders and police escorts. And, you know, again, it was because of his service to the community that the community did it. So I just, that makes a little more sense, because, you know, because he passed, sure. And that was what, I don't know.
Well, not only that, but it is an officer of the law, and that is traditional amongst all, you know, what bodies of official government like that.
Right.
That if someone in a fire department, police department,
military,
you see it on 59 for Bill Dowling and all the firefighters that lost their lives in that hotel fire.
Yep.
That, you know what, every year they honor it. They, you know, and all the officers come out, and the squads and the ambulances and all that. So, I'm
fine with that, because guys like that put their life on the line for our community. So it's okay to, I don't have a problem with showing the respect and giving them that respect, because they were willing to sacrifice their life, whether it be police, fire, or whatever, a military. But, I mean, the guy played baseball. At the end of the day, the guy played baseball. And I get it. And Cuz said he was a pivotal part of the World Series. That's a game.
You know
That's a game. Like, you know what? Go escort a guy that pays taxes in Boston that that got shot. They're not going to do that. So it doesn't make sense to do it in this case.
And we talked about it. He's a monster figure in the Dominican Republic and in Boston for being more than a baseball player.
Yep.
He was more like a symbol of the entire city
totally
with the marathon and everything like that.
I promise you, if this was Hakeem Olajuwon, I'd be saying the same thing in this town, and you know how much I love that man.
That's right.
I would be saying the same
thing. Well,
there's
something that'll open up, pop the top on the show. We've got callers lined up that want to get in here and talk about it. So we'll get into some Big Poppy as well as a whole lot more as we just kick off the top of the show. And we're glad you're along for the ride. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So we got some calls lined up early today as we get into this Big Poppy situation. Pedro Martinez on MLB Network, a former teammate of Poppy but a dear friend of his, before we get to the calls, was on air last night on MLB Network. And he got, let's just say, more than a little emotional in talking about his dear friend, David Ortiz.
I don't have enough words to describe how, you know, who David is, what David means to baseball. But I'm so disappointed to know that someone like David, who saved so many lives, can have someone after his life. And I'm sorry, I get. I'm sorry. But it hurts me. It hurts me. A guy that saves lives, and I'm sorry, reach a level that everybody that works, everybody that goes out there every day wants to reach. Whoever works, whoever gets to any job wants to get to what David got, to success in life, to be a role model, to be that person that everybody wants to see and wants to hug. And to see someone just want to take his life away is in such a coward way. It bothers me.
So there you go. That was Pedro Martinez last night on MLB Network. Those two guys very close. They do the playoffs together. Obviously ex-teammates. But you could feel it even without him crying. You could feel just the raw emotion and the pain. And you know, we talked about it. I think a lot of people were like, you know, someone was trying to execute him. I still say if they were trying to execute him, they either were inexperienced. And you read the story yesterday. If they were indeed cops off duty and they were working to, you know, getting paid by a drug lord to do whatever, you would think that they would have a little bit more experience with how they shoot a guy. But,
well, I mean, it's still circulating that they think that this was definitely a hit. I mean, the police believe that a drug lord ordered the hit because Poppy was sleeping with his wife. So that's the theory right now as to why he got shot. Now, whether that's true or not, we'll have to wait and see. But that's the reports that are coming out and being posted.
But you get what I'm saying. I mean, if you're going to go cowardly behind a guy and you want to take him out and make sure he doesn't survive.
I mean, it just depends. People panic. They don't, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and try to say intent because you don't know, but all I know is what we're being told.
I'm just asking questions because having seen the video, I mean, that's, you would, you know, especially if they say that you were, it did say in the article, right? It was next cop, or they were cops off duty.
Yeah, that was the one yesterday that I saw.
That's just a little crazy. Go ahead, let's get to the calls.
Yeah, gosh, who's been home the longest here? It looks like Mark has been holding the longest. Mark, what's up?
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Who cares about him, man? I mean, he
why give him the treatment? Jane and Joe taxpayer don't get that type of treatment. I mean, he made millions of dollars and took them back. All those dollars he took down to Dominican Republic out of the American economy. Man, that's just wrong. You know, it's wrong.
Appreciate the call, Mark. There you go. Mark doesn't like that the money's going to the Dominican Republic.
The Dominican Democrats.
Nope. He said Dominican Republican. Yeah, Mark, I'm not going to go that far. I mean, there are plenty of guys that work here and live elsewhere, and I'm not going to – I don't know that I necessarily agree with that. Now, people are saying that, hey, look, sometimes teams will pay for those escorts. Sometimes those are off-duty cops that people are paying for. And if that's the case, great. But all I know is that there was an article that's like, hey, David Ortiz got a police escort. And it's like, okay, if the city paid for that, then I have an issue with that. If that was privately funded and they were off-duty, I have no issue with that. But the money going to the Dominican Republican is a whole...
We all kind of looked at each other when that came out. So,
Kevin wants to talk about the police escort. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, this is Flash.
Okay, Flash, what's up, Flash?
Hey, yeah, so, you know, I was going to share the story of the Bama Alumni Association. When we leave New Orleans going to the LSU game and we get a police escort, and I don't know if they're on duty or off duty, but they're using official City of Baton Rouge vehicles, and they close down the opposite side of the highway, and we roll right up to the stadium, and that is Baton Rouge City Police, but we're paying for it out of our pocket.
Okay.
So we're paying for those services, and, you know, they do that just like what you're talking about. So how do you know that the Boston Red Sox didn't scratch a check to the City of Boston?
Yeah, it's a great point, and I don't know that. So that's the caveat. If they did, I have no problem with it. If this was city-funded, if this was taxpayer-funded, that's where I have a problem. If it was privately funded, no issue. None at all.
Yeah, and you and I were talking about that in the break, the fact that, you know, some teams do kind of nip it in the bud right away and just go ahead and say to the authorities,
yeah, sure,
we want this, but we'll pay for it because it's important to us.
And I think that's okay. I'm perfectly fine with that. I just, the thing we saw was, damn, tearing up my laptop here. The thing we saw was police escort. That was it. And yeah. So I'm like, well, that seems like a little excessive if it was city funded. If not, no problem whatsoever.
So there you have it. Basically, we gave you the gist of everything that's going on there. He is supposedly smiling. And
that's great news.
Yeah, up in the hotel. I mean, I'm sorry, in the hospital. His relatives are around him, said that he was smiling again. So that's a good sign. We can't speculate anymore, and you're right about that. I mean, there's stories going all around about what happened and what caused this. But I'm sure the truth, as we always say, will come out. It just doesn't come out Absolutely. As quick as people would like. But at some point, the real story will come out. But
Mark was funny, though. Well, Mark was pretty funny.
Well, I mean, everyone, Nick, supports their local Dominican Republican.
Oh, boy, the text line was not kind to Mark.
Shocker.
I was just going to say, there's no way. There's no way the text line is not populated right now.
Mark, boy, I'm not going to. I can't read any of them because they all have curse words.
Really? Wow.
Oh, here, I'll try real quick. Hey, yo, bleep Mark. Mark is a bitch.
Wow.
Those dagnab Dominican Republicans. Barry, Joel, and Nick, I apologize for my language, but Mark, you're a bleeping dumbass. Have you fall ass first into a damn pole, you dip... What? That's a weird sentence. Great call. Probably Mark with a C.
And we do have to give you the caveat, Mark. Sorry, but we have a one call a day rule, so there'll be no rebuttal. But
funny.
You shot your shot.
Listener on listener violence is the best.
It's back. All right, a half hour in, and we've got plenty more to get to. If you want to join the show, like Mark and others, 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can also hit us up on Twitter, where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick.
And Mark went to U of H.
That's the last text that came
Screw that texter.
That's so
Screw
good.
That guy.
Oh, that's good. People that listen Beautiful. That are real suspects. We Beautiful. Love that. We'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour into the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel, Tuesday on the program. Tomorrow is a way back Wednesday. People already chiming in, as you do, whether we use your suggestion or not. We appreciate the participation.
Yes, we do.
So
a lot of people texting the show and tweeting saying, hey, look, my name's Mark. That was not me. Marcel, like a lot of Marks are like, nope, that was not this
not
Mark.
Owning that one?
Just giving all the Marks a bad name. Mark, H-Town Bears fan on Twitter, same thing. Nope, my name's Mark. He's giving us a bad name. That was not me. Clayton Sutherland said, good Lord, Barry, he's a public figure that just had a hit put on him. A police escort is more than warranted. I'm going to start calling you Barry. Get off my lawn, Manac. Okay, first of all, that was so whack, Clayton. That was the dumbest thing I've read all week on the internet. Seriously. Second of all, yeah, you're right. They did put a hit on him in the Dominican Republic, not in Boston. So why the hell would he have to be protected in Boston where there's no hit on him, where he's beloved? I mean, think about the words you use before you just start sending in random words because you don't agree with me. It's fine if you don't agree with me, but your point is asinine. I'm done.
Now, can we... Can we
made my point. I'm done with that.
You actually did. So can we take the get off my lawn theme away from it, but just if you do the Lawn Talk blog,
oh, where's this going?
I think you could still use Lawn Manac.
No,
that's
the stupidest. People that change names like that, yeah. I just are so childish.
So you were a big fan of Chris Berman?
No, not. I mean, I get Berman shtick, but people that are like, oh, what's his name? Oh, dumbass that doesn't call no more because he got mad at me.
KU Bill?
Oh, Westbrook. People that do stuff like that are idiots.
Oh, Kurtlow.
Yeah. Kurtlow with the whole, oh, it's Russell Westbrook. I can't stand that. That's the dumbest thing. Like, you're not nine anymore. Stop acting like a child and changing people's names just because you think it's funny. It's not. I am getting old. I'm getting...
Kurtlow, I think...
As I said that, I was like, God, I sound grumpy right now. Maybe I am get off my lawn guy.
It's possible. Or you just could be having whatever. One of those days.
Yeah, that too. It's a... I'm just not in the mood for people's stupidity today, I guess.
God, you brought back a reference. Kurtlow, he's falling off the planet.
Good.
Back, gone.
Bye. Don't go here no more.
Well, the other
not
comments,
needed.
I mean the comments he made on our show was dumb, but it wasn't going to get him fired. The comments he made on Twitter got him
fired.
Yeah,
he went a little off the deep end, yeah.
Yeah, he did. Wasn't he sexist?
He went off an Ellen producer.
No,
he went off the Ellen DeGeneres producer.
Yeah, homophobic. Well,
yeah. That's a good way to stir it up the wrong way for you.
Right.
So, yeah, so the Big Poppy situation is obviously something that's top of mind with a lot of people, and they're talking about it. But there's nothing bigger in sports right now than what happened last night. Game 5 of the NBA Finals all started out fine and dandy. Looked like we were going to have a hell of a game on our hands, which we ended up having anyway. Just I don't think anybody could have seen coming what happened in the second quarter when, after 11 points, Kevin Durant getting off to a great start, he went down again. And this time, boy, did he. And as you saw the replays, you could see that the muscles in his leg kind of recoil and shake. And
yeah, they showed the doctor tweeted that out. Did you see that?
Dr. Chow, who's been on our show before.
Was that him?
Yep. He was the first one on it to say that this is normally the kind of thing that happens, explained why, explained how it was the Achilles, but just a devastating injury for Kevin Durant.
I tell you, you got to give props to DeMarcus Cousins, because after it happened, it felt like he really – felt like, all right, this is a moment that they you know, he had to step up, and he did.
Yeah, you know, he might have gotten a DNP.
Yeah.
If everything was going the way it was going.
Stepped up and played well.
But when he goes down, instead, and Boogie's emotional, and we know he can pout, and he can pout with the best of them. And instead of pouting, what'd he score, like 7 points in about a minute and a half, two minutes, and he got some rebounds, and it was like, oh, wait a minute, he's going to give him something. But then, as much as Golden State kept They were in the lead. They were persevering runs by Toronto. They were finding a way to, you know, to stay up 5, 6, 7 points. And then lo and behold, as this whole series has dictated, fourth quarter, everything just turns upside down. And you thought they could have folded up their tents and gone home. But boy, I'll tell you what, the Splash Brothers lived up to their name last night very clutch situation with those three threes.
Yeah, they did. It didn't surprise me, but you know, when you have guys that play at that level and then they realize that adversity is really affecting them, good players, great players rise to that occasion. Sure. And you saw Curry and Thompson both do
that.
And
you saw Kawhi do it too, because Kawhi was making big shots. Yeah. And he was stepping up again, and everything was going back and forth. And I thought about it at the time, and I know people have talked about it since, but look, Nick Nurse was a guy that coached in the D League for the Rockets. And he came up through the Rockets system. He got the opportunity this year, first year at the helm as a head coach after being an assistant. But I think it may have caught up with him last night in terms of that lack of experience. When you got a team that has put together a run, that has that building in a frenzy, and we've already talked about what a home court advantage it is, and you look like you are in a position to put this thing away, you know, lay the final dagger down and go and get your first NBA championship, and you call a timeout. And in the postgame press conference, you say that you called the timeout because you were going to lose the timeouts anyway, so you felt like you should use one and get your guys some rest. Adrenaline is a magical thing. That team was riding high, had all the adrenaline in the world, and had the Warriors on the ropes, and I really think that timeout backfired.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I think on the other side of it, I would have called one with about 9 seconds to go when they got the ball over half court to try and diagram a little bit better play and be a little bit more prepared for with a couple of options if Kawhi got doubled.
Yeah, that I do agree with that. You felt like you had it. Why? I mean, you can't take them with you. You can use that and set up an inbound play.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, and you still had timeouts regardless of whether you took the ones inside of three or not. The one he took at the 3:05 mark, I was just like, no, that's you should be waiting for Golden State to take the timeout. They're freaking out.
No, I mean, at the end, I agree with you at the end to take the to take the timeout. But I think the thing that stood out the most is not just the Warriors rallying. And you kind of expected something to happen. But one, I was like, oh, man, I've been sitting here preaching all week that you don't leave a guy like that on the bench. And then he comes in and now he's out, could be out for the entire year. And we talked about the fact that if he wants to go elsewhere, people will still sign him.
There were people this morning. I mentioned it, and there are people that came out this morning and said there's 3 to 4 teams already lined up. Said
they have no problem.
They got no problem doing it.
Yeah, and that's exactly the point you made about that when somebody was like, well, he doesn't want to do it because he doesn't want to get injured. And, you know, I thought about that. I was like, boy, this is something that I have been saying he should have been playing sooner. You can't predict that something like that is going to happen. And if he was medically cleared to play, then the right thing to do is to play.
You're absolutely right. And you had been saying that all along, and I had jumped on that bandwagon with you. But here's the thing, too. When your doctors go out and tell Doris Burke, and she leads into the game with the fact that, hey, the one thing that they're telling him is he can do no damage to the Achilles, quote unquote.
That's bad.
He can do no more further damage to the calf. The only thing he can do is retweak it, and then you do... Well, we haven't got the final, but for all intents and purposes, you tear your Achilles tendon. That is a horrible look for your medical staff, your organization, everybody.
They said Kerr was just saying, look, I was told that he could only tweak it. That's all that was told. I was told
repetitively he was saying that to Rachel Nichols on the way to the bus. But here's the thing, too, Barry. I mean, and you and I, again, we just did a video, so I forget that we said it there. We didn't say it here yet. But the thing that I keep going back to is, one, Kevin Durant, we already know, is a very sensitive guy. He hears everything. He reacts to things he probably shouldn't, including Twitter and other things. But he's already been very, very vocal and sensitive about the fact that this isn't his team. It's the Warriors and Kevin Durant. And so, you know, you could probably feel like inside of him it was percolating to say, I got to get back. And because now they're down 3-1, if I do come back and I'm able to perform, that I can maybe dispel some of those things people were talking about in terms of not being your team, and they won without me and before me, and they were better off without me when I got hurt. So I think that those things were kind of nudging him a little bit too. But as we all know, no one knows your body better than you. No matter what medical staff is telling you too, you got to know you well enough to know, I feel like something's wrong or not. Because if you looked at him in warmups, dunking and dancing in the hallway, getting ready to go on the court,
exactly.
Everything I saw said, he's fine.
Yeah, and here's the funny thing about it though. is this might have been the best thing to happen to him image-wise, not obviously career-wise. But for his image, people are going to be like, you know what? That man was willing to get out there.
Laid it all on the line.
He laid it all on the line, and he got hurt. And I think people could say, you know what? He is a, for no pun intended, he's a warrior. He got out there, and
Good point. And
that's going to help his image, because as much as people were dogging him, he was willing to go out there and sacrifice that to try to help this team win a championship. So it might actually be a benefit to his public image and to the way that people look at him.
Yeah, interesting. So we continue to talk about that a little bit, break down the rest of the game. And if you guys want to get in here and talk about what you saw or observed during the game, 713-780-3776. Call, text, or hit us up on Twitter on that. Before we head to the break, do want to tell you about the good people at Twin Peaks. If you were watching the game last night and you were thinking about, you know what, got a game six coming up, need a good place to watch that. Well, I can tell you right now, one of the six Twin Peaks locations is the perfect spot for you to watch the games. And it has everything that you need, because it's got plenty of TVs. They have lots of satellites. So they're going to make sure that they can put up multiple sporting events all at the same time. So if there's something you want to watch and you request it, chances are they can get it for you and put it on one of their screens and in a hurry. And of course, it's that food and beverage and, of course, the beautiful Twin Peaks grills that'll keep you coming back for more. First, you go into the kitchen where it's all made from scratch menu items, from appetizers to main entrees, including their new Smoker Selects menu with things like spicy Thai ribs, pulled pork sandwiches, and other things, appetizers that are fantastic. And of course, those 29-degree draft beers that are always ice cold and ready to go for you, with lots to choose from right at the bar. They've got a temperature thermostat gauge right above the bar. They'll tell you exactly what I've been telling you. 29-degree beer, always ice cold and waiting for you whenever you want it. And of course, they've got lots of burgers, barbecue, and all kinds of special events. But keep in mind, when you got a game seven coming up for the Stanley Cup, or you got more NBA Finals games, or just the Astros games, and you want a place to get away, check out one of the six Houston area locations for Twin Peaks. It's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, wrapping up now, hour number one, three-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be. And, of course, if you download the app, ESPN975.com, can walk you through the process. Then you can take us anywhere, everywhere, in-state, out-of-state, and anywhere in between. Also, when you go to the ESPN975.com front page, you can click on the show tab for The Usual Suspects, top of the page. Ever miss anything you want to catch up on a podcast, go click on the hours that you missed.
You know, we get screwed on Podcast Arena because of our name. We should have been the AAA Usual Suspects.
For the alphabetical order?
Yeah. Because we're way AAA. Down at the bottom. There's like 55 podcasts that don't even exist anymore that are ahead of us.
Really?
We got rubbed.
Well, that's always encouraging.
Yeah, we should have been.
Are we on iTunes?
A bunch of suspects or something. No, we're AB.
We have not been the most uplifting iTunes. In hour number one.
We're on iTunes.
We? Why, what happened?
Well, I'm good. Get it. You're saying I'm being a downer today.
No, I'm saying it's just the information itself, the callers.
Yeah, we're on iTunes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. In fact, we have ratings on iTunes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you check them? That's just enough to piss you off.
No, actually, they're all good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Most people aren't going to take the time to.
So how does that work now that iTunes is going away?
It's just going to become like Apple Music, okay. And then it'll be there.
Okay.
iTunes is just like iTunes. Actually, is it iTunes? What's the one where all of it? Yeah, it's iTunes. So your videos, your books,
iCloud,
your all that stuff is through iTunes. You know how you have iTunes installed on your laptop, and then that syncs your music and videos and everything you've purchased through iTunes on your phone. So that goes away because, like, when you think about Google has Google Play, right? And they have the music version of Google Play. I don't have to have an app installed on my laptop. So that's what Apple is moving to. I just go to the cloud and use Apple or Google Play. Oh, it's so much better. So much. There's no syncing. There's no None of that. It's Google got that right for sure, and it's about time Apple's moving.
No
on
syncing,
from it.
But more singing for you. So that way, when you're in the car, that's, you can just let it fly. Yes.
I have a question for y'all.
All right,
regarding KD.
Okay.
So we know that this was his last year of his contract. Next year, he has a player option.
Right.
What are the ramifications of being out for the year and declared out for the year before you opt in? So can he, if the doctors get the results back this week and say, oop, you are done for the next 18 months, mm-hmm. can he opt in and it be fully guaranteed and they have mm-hmm. to pay for that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. And here's the other thing.
Well, then I don't think Kevin Durant's going anywhere. He'll be a Golden State Warrior next year, but he probably won't see the court.
Unless, because they said his people are already picking up the phone and trying to get feelers out there to see, are there teams out there that are willing to give him a five-year deal at the max they can give him, knowing full well that first year may be almost a complete loss, and there's 3 to 4 teams that they were saying would be willing to do that. Now, the other thing from the Warriors' perspective, because here's the thing.
He get on a max deal?
With the Warriors, I think it's that 221 range.
Okay.
And I think with other teams, the max he can get is about 189.
Yeah. Okay. 5 years, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So the other thing to consider in the question that you asked is, if indeed that scenario, because I believe that scenario has got a real good chance of playing out, regardless of whether the medical information comes or not, I think he's basically going to end up at least one more year in Golden State with the Warriors because of the fact that, like you said, he's got the medical attention, he's got the money coming in guaranteed, he doesn't have to worry about if a team will or will not take a chance on him. But then the Warriors can declare a medical exception, which means that they get, not that they get any money back, but they have the ability to get another mid-level exception so they can add another player. And you know how delicate that is with as much as we've been scrutinizing their bench. But here's the thing, fellas. We were talking about the Rocket situation, 4 guys making 95 mil. Think about this with KD either taking the 31.5 or becoming a free agent, Clay, a free agent, Steph's making big money, Draymond's making good money, about to make better money, and just some of the other guys around them, the numbers that I saw, if they go and lock up Clay and then get KD back in luxury tax just for next year alone, is just astronomical. I was wondering, like, how much money, and they're moving into that new arena.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Charlie talking about the fact for the first time, I hadn't heard anybody say this before, because I'm like, where are they going to get all this money if they're so confident they can just go over the luxury tax by like $100 million? And he said that they are basically set up to make about $200 million a year in profit off the new arena alone.
That's crazy.
That's big.
Yeah, that's good for them.
Yeah, because that puts them in a unique spot that not a lot of teams, especially small market teams, can do.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. So you guys said 220 if he stays with the Warriors.
I think it's like 221, yeah.
220 over 5, right?
Uh-huh.
That's 44 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it was 180?
189, I believe.
So 190 if he goes elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And that is 38 a year. And he's guaranteed 31 next year, no matter what.
31.5, yep.
Yeah. He might not opt in if he can get that 38 minimum or the 44.
The other thing would be, it depends on where it is, too, because of the fact that you know that offers are probably still going to be there if you just have 1 year left. And I basically said to Lisa last night, you essentially paint the exact same picture only a little earlier than last year, because they did a graphic about how many guys that have recently had Achilles injuries and how long it takes them to get back. Only one did it take a full year. In most cases, it was between 230 and 247, 250 days. But if you look at it, next year, if he just took that one-year deal, he could be that secret weapon for the Warriors. Obviously, they have enough talent to get to the playoffs. But they could be doing. We could be going through this whole thing again just a little earlier when he's ready to come back, and when is he coming back, and can he help him?
It's interesting if he would leave $6 million on the table to get out of Golden State. $6 million a year.
I think he would. You know why? Because
$6 million a year.
But I still think he'd walk from it because that Nike contract is in the
$30 million is a lot of money to leave.
It is, Barry. But when you think about it, Nike's paying him like $300 million.
$30 million is $30 million.
To me, that's the million-dollar question, though.
Is how much he's willing to...
It's the million-dollar question is, all right, how much the mental side of it, being called a sellout, being a bandwagon guy, dealing with all the pressure, being called a baby, you have to go on another team to win a championship. Can you win one by yourself? Or losing the $6 million that you're talking about? And to me, we don't know that. He's the only one that knows the answer to that question, because we don't know exactly how much all this hate is getting to his head. Everything that he's shown us is that bothering, showing that he's being bothered.
And
by
again,
it.
We'll see how doing this and going out on a shield instead of sitting on the sidelines and not playing while his team goes down in flames helps his image and improves it. And people say, oh, well, you know what? He did try to go out there and do what he could do to help that team that obviously needed him. So it's going to, the perspective, I feel like, is going to change a little bit. Not completely. People are still going to be haters.
Right.
But I think the average person's view of KD might change a little bit because of the incident.
I agree with that.
Now, back to what I was talking about for the contract, what'll be interesting, and I don't know if this is possible, maybe you do, but can you sign a new contract to start when the old one expires? So in other words,
extension.
Well, is it an extension, or can you get a new contract that's effective following the end of the...
Well, then he would have to pick up the... Oh, you're talking about with the Warriors?
So here's where I'm angling at. If they say, yes, we want you to stay, we'll give you the max, you get the 44, but let's ride this out so we can get the mid-level exception for next year while you're out to get that extra money,
with
that
State.
Medical exception. Yes.
Yeah.
So in other words, don't sign a new contract now because we would lose
absolutely.
That.
Yeah. What they would do is they'd sign the one
do
year.
Do the 31, get we'll the do mid-level. The 44. So you opt right. in. And then we'll have this contract that's effective day one of when your final year expires.
You are Daryl Morey Jr. You just figured out the art of the handshake agreement for the extension.
I'm just saying, that's exactly
what they would do.
But I'm not even saying it would be a handshake. Could you just, it's almost like writing a post-dated check where you just say, this contract is not effective until day one.
I don't believe you can
The expiry of the other contract.
Yeah, I don't think you can predate a contract or post-date a contract to start when the other one expires. You have to wait until it expires.
To do it, okay.
Yeah. And Nick, to your point, the only thing that
I'd
have
it printed up and signed and hand it to KD and be like, "We're in. This is what we're going to give it to
other
you."
Other than when Kevin McHale actually got caught doing it, yeah. Most teams have, like so I said, the wink handshakes are all over the place, and we saw it with Chris Paul here. But Nick, what I'd say to you about Kevin Durant is he wouldn't have to go anywhere else to win a championship. What it comes down to is, do you want to keep winning rings, or is your image and being able to be the man and get the credit? Because if he just went to New York and got that team to the playoffs, he would be a hero. And in New York, local endorsements and popularity, like here, you could get a car dealer. You get someone local in Houston. It's not that big of a deal. If you get a car deal in New York, it's national, and you're going to get paid even more. I think there are ways in a big, if it's L.A. or New York, where he recoups all $6 million every year with other endorsements. So, all right. We'll continue to roll on. That's hour number one of the show. Still 2 hours to go, and we'd love to have you a part of it. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Lots more to get to. Astros at home tonight to open up a two-game series against the National League's Milwaukee Brewers, and a whole lot more. Back, it is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.